It's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito. Welcome to the fiesta.
Guess who's back? Hey, everybody, this is Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. This is me, Charboil, with
El Bandito.
How's it going, El Bandito?
Ooh, I am super excited tonight because we are celebrating our 6-month anniversary.
Oh.
But also our 13th episode.
Oh, now this is true. Oh, man, hopefully like things don't suddenly start going wrong and things exploding or imploding or me, you know, disappearing.
Well, I think instead what we have is a fun-filled night full of horrific radio.
Awesome. Well, I know we've got some awesome music for tonight, and I got to say, man, you know, it's good to be back on the Power Hour.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we took a little detour last week to record an all-new kind of show for all you beautiful peoples out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tell them about it, El Bandito.
We have for you an all-new sort of type of program for you to enjoy. It's going to be a new YouTube channel, and what it is called the Secret Identity Commentary.
All right, man. Now, this is when we get together when we're not superheroing.
Yes, absolutely. You know, a lot of people say they want to get to know Charboil and El Bandito behind the mask. You know, they want to know what we're really like. So
Wait, I don't wear a mask.
Well, you know, you have those extra thick glasses.
Oh, so they want to get behind the glasses. Okay, I can dig that. I can dig that.
Well, they will get the opportunity to with our new YouTube channel, the Secret Identity Commentary.
Yep.
Where basically you get to hang out for an evening with the minds behind these superheroes. How about that?
Oh, it sounds great, man. Sounds good. So what are we doing on this new show? Like, well, what's our theme?
Well, this is actually a pretty interesting idea here. What it is we do a commentary for a classic film. You know, we choose some of our favorite films, and then, you know, we would like people to call in and send us messages, leave us messages and things, and let us know what movies they'd like to hear us watch. And as we watch it, we share our knowledge of movies and our knowledge of the film and things we may know, what we think, and, you know, how we like them, whether we think they're good, they're crappy, they're bad, you know, and basically it's just hanging out with us and getting to hear what we think of movies. So if you ever wanted to come to the, you know, Castle Charboil and hang out with Charboil and El Bandito and kick back a few beers and, you know, watch a movie with us, you can kind of do that through this sort of audiovisual experience.
Man, well, I got to tell you, man, I know we just recently wrapped up one of these things, and, like, it was a lot of fun, you know, definitely kicking back. And El Bandito, you also have to mention that we do have a special guest with us while we do these, right?
Oh, we do, yes. That's the plan, is that, you know, in addition to the two of us, every episode of this we do, I think we're going to do one maybe once a month, you know, and we're going to bring in a special guest. Someone who can bring some extra added twists and commentary to it, because a lot of the time, Senor Boyle and I, we have similar opinions about things. Not always, but most of the time we do. So it's good to get a fresh set of eyes, a fresh set of, you know, verbiage on the show. So
absolutely, man. And yeah, it's kind of fun. You know, I mean, you know, me and you always have good stuff to talk about, but having a third mind in there to give us their opinion and stuff, that's a lot of fun too.
Oh, yeah, especially because, you know, people can have all sorts of wild ideas about things. And especially for this opening segment, what we did was, and, you know, I say segment, but it's a full hour and a half commentary to play along with the movie. So, like, you can go to Amazon Prime or something like this, or if you maybe you have the DVD, because, like I said, it's a classic film, or a VHS, and you throw it on there, you put us on in the background, and you can listen to us. Like you would a regular audio commentary for maybe somebody who made the film, but we're just two jackasses who are watching the film and having a good time.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, I kind of think of it a la, you know, Pink Floyd and The Wizard of Oz, you know, kind of like a backtrack that goes along while you're watching the movie. And yeah, it's kind of like you said, like if you close your eyes, well, I guess you wouldn't be watching the movie, but you can imagine that we're right there, hanging out with you, commentating, mostly talking over a lot of the movie, but still, you know, we got some good info in there as well, some interesting facts, and but at the same time giving just, like you said, like our general opinion and stuff.
Yeah, you probably don't want it to be the first time you saw the movie, but like our premiere film here that we chose, because of it's, you know, kind of, what would you call it, a reboot, a reimagining, whatever?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see it myself, so I'm not sure where exactly it falls, but yeah, I would say it's in that reboot, remake category.
Well, we chose to watch the 1984 classic Ghostbusters.
Yes, definitely a classic. I, you know, even after watching it with you, El Bandito, I've actually watched it a few more times just because it's been on TV, caught different parts of it, watched it with some of my family. Some of the younger kids hadn't seen it yet. They got their first time exposure, and they love it. And it's so good to see, like, you know, not just us, you know, who grew up with it, you know, in the cartoon and everything, and the toys, which were amazing. I looked up some of them the other day, and I was just like, dude, some of these were so cool. They, like, transformed. Like, there was, like, a garbage man who, like, turned into this bat thing, and a football player that, like, his chest opened up, and it was a giant mouth.
I used to have a toilet tank that when you pushed it, it would roll, and its mouth would, like, the lid would lift up, and it had a mouth inside, and the tongue would come out. It was very scary.
I know. They were freaky.
It didn't help potty training at all.
But, I mean, you know, Without all those extra things and the video games and all that, like, it's still cool to see the younger kids of today watching the old Ghostbusters movies and being like, this is cool. I like, you know, Slimer, Stay Puft, all that stuff. So, yeah, absolutely. Definitely stands the test of time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was really cool that because of the new movie being an all-female cast, we were able to invite a woman to come in and watch the film with us. Yes. So we have a local YouTuber and blogger, Kelly Jade. She came in and she sat with us. And she didn't remember the movie at all. She knew she saw it when she was a kid. But for her, you know, like Senor Boyle was saying, I think we talked over most of the movie for her. I'm not sure how much she really understood of what was going on. But she ultimately really enjoyed the experience and had a lot of interesting, you know, ways of looking at the film as a first-time viewer, so to speak, that I think you all would find very exciting. So look for that. It's coming up on the YouTube very soon.
Yes, definitely, man. I can't wait to watch it again. I'm going to sit there and listen to myself commentate as I watch the movie.
I know you are your own biggest fan, so that's good.
You know it, man. But like you said, too, it's like, at the same time, this is us cutting loose, so there's a lot less, I don't know if you want to say bravado and stuff like that that goes along with the, you know, it's more of us having a good time watching a film.
Relaxing.
Relaxing.
You know, so, but, you know, there's something to be said that you are your own biggest fan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
but yeah, we to take a moment to just say thank you to Miss Kelly Jade for sitting in with us. And hopefully, you know, we'll put out, you know, an announcement about the YouTube video when it's up.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that was a good way to jump into our, you know, horror-filled theme show for today, so.
Absolutely, man. If we could take a few more moments, I kind of want to talk a little more about the Ghostbusters cartoon show from back in the day.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, being that, like I said, you know, things have really been kicking up, I went on Amazon and I found that you can get a good selection of the cartoons. I think it's probably like the first and second season on DVD for a pretty good price right now, especially if you have Amazon Prime and stuff. So I was rewatching some of these.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, don't get me wrong, some were a little more goofy than others. But, man, I went back and rewatched one of my favorite episodes, which was the Boogeyman Cometh.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, man, even today,
that guy scares the shit out of you.
Yes. He was like a mix between like a goblin and the Joker.
Yeah.
Because he had like the big red lips, but he had like a pointy nose. And
didn't he have hooves and things?
He had
like
hooves.
A goat man or something?
He was like, he had like a very, very pan-like features. He wore like a tuxedo and a bow tie, and he had a blue mohawk.
Yeah.
I mean, but not.
I hated watching those when I was a kid. That guy scared the shit out of
me. Dude, he was pretty scary, and he was actually voiced by Frank Welker, the same guy who voiced Slimer and Megatron and probably every, like, you know, weird voice that you knew as a kid. Like, you know, this Frank Welker, I mean, even to this day, he'll still do vocal work. But yeah, but just his voice and stuff. And this is the first appearance of the Boogeyman. So he goes and terrorizes these children, and the children actually go to the Ghostbusters firehouse and they, you know, hire him. And of course, it's really funny how the Ghostbusters, like, handle you know, these kids, because they're just like, oh yeah, well, you know, they feel sorry for them, and they're like, yeah, we'll do it for free or whatever, you know. And they're just kinda, they just think it's some kind of joke, and then when this thing actually comes out of the closet, they're just like, oh crap, man, like this is legit. And the funny thing about the boogeyman is he's not a ghost.
Yeah, I was just thinking that I remember it being one of those things that they had a hard time contending with because they really didn't have a way to combat to him.
Yeah, he's like a creature, you know, like a being, you know. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, they can't put him in the containment unit because he's not incorporeal.
Yeah, he's solid. He's a solid thing, like a unicorn or something.
Absolutely.
You know?
So yeah, like I won't spoil it just in case somebody's never saw it and they want to, you know, go watch it. But the way that they end up dealing with him too is very cool. And so it once again, just a great experience to go back and rewatch some of those.
Oh, I can imagine. I'm gonna have to jump on board with that because I loved that show when I was a kid, and I've rewatched a couple of them over the years. And I have to say, did you happen to catch who the writer was on that particular episode?
I think that might have been Straczynski.
Yeah. Because you know, J. Michael Straczynski, he wrote a number of those things. You may remember him from the Babylon 5 fame, or he did an amazing run on The Amazing Spider-Man, and you know, a number of other pet projects of his, you know, over the years. He made a great Rising Stars comic book that's an indie comic. Check it out. It's amazing. But he's a phenomenal writer, and he wrote some, like, breathtaking episodes of the Ghostbusters, the real Ghostbusters cartoon series.
Yes.
So not to overhype it, but go check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, and as you specified there, it is the real Ghostbusters cartoon. Mm-hmm.
The one with the gorilla.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I was a kid, I didn't care Ghostbusters or Ghostbusters. I even had toys from that one. But, yeah, like, when you're talking about the movie Ghostbusters, the real Ghostbusters is the one that we're referring to. And, yeah, you know, what's funny is I think Michael Straczynski was also, he was the story editor as well. So if he didn't write the story specifically, you know, it was coming across his desk.
Sure.
So he'd give it his check. But yes.
Oh, yeah, he'd give it a good polish. But yeah, it's time for this segment to be a ghost, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about time for it to be moving on. To lead us into our first musical break, we have The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando with Balloon Fight. We got a thunderbolt of lightning, no stopping the fighting going on, that's twice, why not? Just sit around, hit your teammates twice, but they hit the ground, no time to heal them up now. Forget how to get it, we're not blown, you better listen to the motherfucking lyrics, so roll, someone blow, when I pop you, rock your socks, you wish you blow me to the earth, no friends to stop you. And I'm a fucking 100 day, and then fall to the earth, then break your head, watch out. Or I'ma hit you on top, leave a loot all the way to the box. No! I'm alright.
And that was Balloon Fight by The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando.
Yeah, that's off of their newest EP, Thanks Mom. That's, you know, it's funny, El Bandito, that track is actually an old Action Adventure World song that Dwayne had performed previously.
Okay.
And I guess they decided to remake it as Dwayne and Brando. And I feel that it really shows off some of Dwayne's awesome rapping skills.
Definitely, because that tempo is ramped, man.
Absolutely, and I know I've seen that song live, and like a lot of times they'll have like a bag of balloons, and they'll be throwing balloons around with the crowd. So we'll have to see when they come down for Green Jello next month, and see if maybe we can get in a balloon fight.
Yeah, definitely. Shameless plug. August 13th at the Stillery.
Oh, yeah. We'll have more information on that later. But yes, definitely can't wait to see the adventures of Dwayne and Brando coming all the way from Flint, Michigan to come play for us. So it's going to be great. Speaking of play, though, I think you had something you wanted me to do tonight.
Oh, yes. And in honor of our 13th episode, we have a very special game for you to play here.
Do I get to play some more Pokemon Go?
No more Pokemon Go for today. That would be like 13 years ago, maybe. We were playing Pokemon.
13 years. Hey, that's a good plug right there. You know, 13 years ago. So what am I playing tonight?
Okay, I'm going to fire it up here, and I want to catch your genuine excitement here as I surprise you with this.
Okay, let's hear it. Oh, I know what this is. Oh, man. Perfect for our 13th episode. We've got the classic NES.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, you know it, man.
Only like one of the hardest and like worst fucking games ever made.
Oh, you know it, man. All right, so we're on the map screen right here for Crystal Lake. We got George, Mark, Paul, Laura, Debbie, Chrissy.
Oh, you should play Chrissy because you'll probably get killed.
Well, I think I have to play Paul first because he's the black guy, right?
Yeah, hey, Black Lives Matter, man.
I'm going to play as Paul.
That's not a joke, by the way. They do.
We've got use the torch to light the fireplace.
All right, cool. Oh, what is that? Is that Jason? What is that?
Oh, that's one of the little zombie guys, man.
Zombie guys? I don't remember there being zombies. What, did you go in a building here?
Yeah. You go in the building, right? Because you gotta try to find where these things are.
This cabin looks like it sucks. There's literally nothing in here. There's no furniture or nothing.
Yeah, this is true. Back in those days, like, you know, Nintendo was just like, yeah, that's a cabin.
I don't know. I remember when young Bandito used to go to camp and he'd have to make love to the beautiful teenage women. You needed a bed or something. You can't do that in them.
Oh, you know it. Bed. Oh, look at that, man. I just totally walked right over that guy. You saw that? Oh, look at this.
I don't remember there being zombies in the original movie here.
Nah, there wasn't. They just need some filler, it looks like. But yeah, man, like somewhere around here, like sometimes Jason is in some of these things. Oh, there's the fireplace.
Oh, it has a fireplace. That's romantic.
But I don't have the lighter yet. I need to find the lighter.
Okay.
To make some fire. All right, so let's see.
So what is your objective here? This is, you know, for an NES game, it's not very descriptive as to what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, well, you know, like, you know, how you picked your character and stuff. I think back in the day, this was like, you know, closest day. Oh, look, I got the
Oh, you got the lighter?
Oh, there it goes.
Hey, okay, and it froze your game. Okay.
No, that's good. It must have wanted me to be suspenseful. So now I'm going to go light the, you know, the fireplace.
Okay.
I really don't know what that does, like, you know, to make the game better. But, hey, look at that. I lit the fireplace.
Does fire scare Jason? Or?
Yeah, he probably doesn't like it.
Okay.
But you see how you have these kids up there? You have these 15 children.
Yeah.
You know, like Jason's going to try to attack them at some point.
Okay. Like your technique there where you crouch and then what is this that you're throwing at these zombies? It looks like paper balls.
Yeah. Oh, man, that one got me. You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah, occasionally you can look here and see where you're at. See, I'm over here by the...
Okay.
And the
so
other...
So this is the classic version of the mini-map. It takes up your entire screen.
Oh, see, look, here's Laura. Right?
Oh, okay.
So you can change with Laura here, like, you know, if you want to.
You can make love to her?
You might be able to. Well, it says you can cure her.
Yeah, oh, I can give her the cure.
Hold on, I think I got to hit this. Let's see.
Ooh, look at that. You're doing all sorts of things there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to change.
Oh, you turned into Laura now.
Oh, there we go. Uh-oh. Okay, here we go. Yes, now I'm Laura. So she's probably like, well, she's definitely faster, man. Look at Laura.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she can like run her ass off. Look,
that guy hit you there again too. Oh, you went into a cave. That's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, probably not yet. For some reason, Laura's jump seems to keep pausing the game too.
They're trying to catch that upskirt when she's jumping. You know?
There you go. You know, I think I got to get out of this like little like, you know. Oh man, it's getting dark.
Yeah, it turned to like nighttime now.
Yeah, we got to get to where over there, see where we can get out of here. Like we got to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay, see, so like now one of the kids is getting attacked. All the way over there at the water?
Yeah, there's no way you can get over there in time.
Well, see that? I got 56 seconds.
Man, there's a lot of like people that keep coming out of the ground here. What's going on there?
We gotta keep... Somehow the button mapping there got a little...
a little dodgy there? those things are kicking your ass, senor.
I know. I'm trying to get to the... El Bandito, you set that up like that.
I don't know what I'm doing with mappings. Oh, you're looking. You're in a boat now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and a bird hit you. That's not good. Camp Crystal Lake was always kind of dangerous.
Watch, I'm going to totally fight with Jason here.
What? Now there are creatures of the Black Lagoon coming out?
Oh, see, look, I saved these kids, but some of them got killed because, Jason was in there messing them up.
Where is he?
We got to find them.
Oh, there he is. Look, he's wearing purple. He's slashing at you with an imaginary machete. He's not holding anything.
He's just using his hands right now.
Oh, he's just punching you?
Yeah. Yeah. He's pretty strong. But too bad I don't have, a better weapon.
Yeah, what are you throwing at him again? It's like paper balls?
Yeah, like stones, probably.
Oh, stones?
Ah, see
you're doing pretty good. Oh, you beat him.
I won for now.
For now.
Yeah, so like you can't let him get all the kids.
That is pretty crazy, senor. I don't know. You're kind of actually very good at this game. I remember playing this and getting nowhere.
Well, there's no way to bypass those crows, right? Yeah,
but you can dodge that guy jumping out of the water. That's good.
Well, let's get the hell out of the water. That's for and since Laura for some reason has a problem with,
jumping.
Look, we got more.
What was that? A key?
Yeah, but for some reason, Jason's already attacking someone else.
Oh.
Way up there. I could probably get to that pretty quick, though. I don't know. Maybe I could start to use that, little pausing thing as a, to my advantage.
the game emulator. Well, there we go. Oh, you got a knife now.
Good. Because, now I'm going to mess up. Oh, look at that.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, why?
Oh, you saved Chrissy.
Where is he at?
Now he has a machete. Look at that.
After I got my knife, he got his machete, right?
And what are you doing? You threw your knife at him? Now it's gone, right? Oh, no, you have infinite knives that you throw.
Yeah. It becomes like your item.
Okay,
have to kind of dodge him. And then, but he'll get faster,
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Look, I beat his ass again.
Wow.
See, I'm pretty good at this one.
Yeah, you are. I'm very impressed considering how many times I have played this game and gotten nowhere.
Well, now I'm going to play as Chrissy.
Well, that's good because Chrissy has full health now, right?
Yes. Yeah. I definitely want to take the knife from her. Take the knife, Chrissy. Gosh.
I think you're still Laura, though.
Am I Laura?
Well, Laura's still on the bottom, right?
No, but see, now I'm Chrissy up at the top, right? Or
okay.
You might be right.
Well, no, because when you walk away, you're still Laura.
Let's see. These fucking button mappings. All right, there we go. Now I'm Chrissy. But okay, fine. She's fine. I can work with the stone.
Why does she still have the same clothes? No, you're still Laura.
Right.
Now hit change again and change.
So I had changed to Chrissy. You had me go back and get the other.
Well, she has the same color clothes. Like when they stand next to each other, one's purple and one's beige. And then when you walk away, they're still beige what.
Chrissy can throw the stuff faster.
Oh, okay.
And that thing is really messing me up.
That crow still can't.
No, it's the paws that's messing me up.
Yeah, but you still can't dodge that crow.
All right, where is he going now? Okay, I can get over there. If I can just jump over these things.
It takes apparently a lot of memory to jump. Oh, there's another knife.
Jeez. This is almost like that Jaws game back in the day. Okay.
I don't think I ever played a Jaws game. I think one terrible horror-based game was enough for me.
Oh, look at this. I saved
Debbie.
Oh, you
found Debbie now.
Saved Debbie.
I bet you if you change into Debbie, your clothes don't change.
Debbie does Dallas. Where is this bastard at? Hold on.
Every section of this looks like the same place. Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's fighting me with a toothbrush now.
A toothbrush? Is it a toothbrush or an axe? I think it's supposed to be an axe, right? It does look like a toothbrush. He is a camp counselor. He's probably trying to get you to be hygienic and whatever.
Well, he wasn't a camp counselor, El Bandito. He was a whatchamacallit.
He was an old lady. That's right.
No, his mom worked at the camp.
Yeah. I remember they did that remake, and they had this... Like, the camp counselors were all, like, having sex and things, and they weren't watching Jason, and that's why he drowned?
Yeah, I think... Uh-oh.
That sounds like an awesome
Here he
thing.
Comes.
Uh-oh. Oh, look at that. What did he throw at you? He just hurled, like, a battle axe at you. I don't remember him having a medieval battle axe.
Oh! He killed Chrissy.
Oh, no.
Paul is so happy right now.
No, I...
Well, thanks for letting me experience this one again, El Bandito. It's a lot of fun. I might go play it some more later. But, yeah, very cool. So I think we're ready for our next musical break.
Oh, yeah? Are we just going to listen to this theme song?
This is one I did favor this one back in the day. And now for our second musical break, we have a very special treat. One of my favorite Green Jell-O songs. Here is Rock and Roll Pumpkin.
And that was the legendary Green Jell-O with their smash hit, Rock and Roll Pumpkin.
I was going to say, El Bandito, would you be able to guess the name of that song? they only say Rock and Roll Pumpkin like 150 times.
Though, I right? like the way though he says, he's like, rah, 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 rah. He says it really fast. Like, that's just like, it kind of sounds like he's saying Rock Roll Pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. That track actually appeared on... their first release, which was like Mother Goose Fairy Tales.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was re-recorded later for the Serial Killer album. So yeah, definitely we're very much looking forward to Green Jello coming to town on August 13th.
Absolutely.
Saturday at the Stillery. Doors are going to open around 7. Cover is $12 at the door, or you can also get tickets for $10 in advance. Ticket locations include Big Dog Comics and Thunderdome Gaming.
Proud sponsor of the Power Hour of Love with Charboil and El Bandito.
Absolutely. And also proud sponsor of the show with Green Jello. Other groups that are going to be playing the show with Green Jello is, as we mentioned earlier, The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando. We've got Nation of Decay out of Port St. Lucie, Florida. Got some metal. Nation of Decay also recently won a Osaka Award down in Miami for best metal performance.
What is that, like a sushi award?
Well, we, it's one of the awards for South Florida.
You don't know. You just made that up. I don't think that's a real thing.
No, it absolutely is. Yeah, they won it back in January. Oh, there's a video on
YouTube. Well, congratulations to them. I don't mean to joke. That's, I'm sure it's quite an honor. So.
And then we have the Stewart's Own Ghetto Zombies.
Nice.
And West Palm Beach's Carol Stop Calling.
You know, I oftentimes have to tell Carol's to stop calling, so I think I'm gonna like that band.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, man. Pat Thorne, he's the lead singer and bassist. He's a good friend of mine, and I saw him this past weekend. I went down to the Propaganda in Lake Worth, and I went and saw the Florida punk rock showcase. Like, there was like Ooh. 8 punk rock bands there to rock the socks. And it was one of the groups I know you would know is Break the Hero.
Yeah,
was in attendance.
With, so Senor Joe Dyer's down there.
Absolutely, yeah. Joe was there, rocking the bass. Break the Hero has a new guitarist and lead singer, which Joe informed me he was previously in the band, but then they got their singer Nick, but Nick has departed, and now Brian is back in Break the Hero.
But is he the guitarist and the lead singer, or do they have a new guitarist and lead singer?
Yeah, he's guitarist, both. Yeah,
wow, and lead singer. Cool.
Yeah, so
talented guy. Well, here's an interesting fun fact for all of you beautiful peoples out there. Pat Thorne, as Senor Boyle refers to him, that's not actually his real name. That's just what Senor Boyle calls him, because one time when Charboil was really, really big, Pat took a thorn out of Senor Boyle's paw, and that's why he got to play this show with Green Jelly.
No, Carol Stop Calling got to play the show because they're amazing human beings. And very, very awesome group. And, there's a lot of things that go on in the music scene. And it's not just Florida, but, you know, a lot of times it just comes to be where, you know, you got bands and, you know, a lot of bands want to play something. And, you know, it's very hard to choose, I'm sure, for most of these promoters. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the guys with the biggest hearts get to, you know.
Oh, definitely. The guys are going to show up and put the work in and spread the word and really, you know, have their heart in the right place to say, hey, we want to help make this a good show. You know, you don't want those slackers that are just like, oh, yeah, we'll play the show. And then they're kind of half-heartedly there and they don't pay attention and they don't really work the crowd. No, you want people with heart and pasión, you know, is pretty much the backbone of life as far as El Bandito is concerned. So, you know, from what I can tell, these guys have it, so we'll be excited to see them.
And absolutely, man. You know, this is a very big show for the area. You know, just like the Jim Rose show a few months ago. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting some pretty high class acts coming through, and not to say that these acts hadn't played West Palm Beach or Orlando, but there was very slim to very not chance that they would have come and played on the Treasure Coast, but, you know, through the efforts of the Stillery, of Maximum Entertainment, of Big Dog Comics, all working together to get some of these bigger acts to come and play in our backyard. Let's just really hope that, you know, everybody comes out, has a good time, puts in the support. And of course, you know, we definitely can't forget that also that night, we're celebrating Podunk Radio's 5th anniversary.
All right. Oh, Podunk Radio? Who are those guys?
This guy over here.
We love you, Justin. Hey, what was that?
He's like, I want to be referred to as McPatches from now on.
Did he say we have to say that now?
I think so.
That, okay.
You know, he wrote me. I actually have some funny stuff to tell you about Justin. Being, I spent most of the weekend with him, you know, doing also a big shout out to Morbid Movies. Mm. Went down there and got
to. Is this the events section? It sounds like this is the events section now.
No. I'm talking about my weekend. Yeah, no, I got to meet up with Mike from Morbid Movies, and very nice man. He puts on a great production down there at the movies at Lake Worth. And yeah, you know, definitely a big supporter of Podunk Radio. And then also Justin and I went down to that punk rock show at Propaganda.
Nice.
But then after that, we took to Clematis Street, where we were out to almost 4 o'clock in the morning catching Pokemon on Clematis Street.
So I think I got Clematis from a girl one time. You can catch that, right? Yeah. I think they make you take these pills and put this cream in, and then it goes away. It's not a big deal.
But I'm just showing you, El Bandito, that, like, think about Justin. He wouldn't have been playing that game where I'm slowly converting. Eventually, you're going to jump on the bandwagon.
Okay, well, you can try to get me to Pokemon all you want, but, you know, that's a line that El Bandito won't cross.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of people down there playing as well. You know, it just seems to be that it is definitely one of the biggest crazes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nintendo and Nanotech's stock, like, mm-hmm, shot through the roof last Friday.
Sure.
Because it's just had such a, you know, it's not just something that, like, jumped on and then kind of fell off. Like, I mean, it's been a consistent, mm-hmm, thing that people have been playing for, like, the last few weeks. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Definitely gets me out there running around, forgetting about the power hour.
Yeah, but, yeah, make sure you're here for the power hour. I'm glad you're here on time this week.
Oh, that's, you good, know it, man. I wasn't going to let that happen again. But, you know, being that we just mentioned Nation of Decay and them winning their award earlier, mm-hmm, we got a track here by Nation of Decay called Take This Gun.
Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity.
And that was Nation of Decay, purging your ears with Take This Gun.
Yeah, that was definitely a wild track. Like you said, definitely had the Purge influence. You know, and like as I mentioned earlier, you know, we had, you know, Nation of Decay. They recently won an award, Sokka Award down in Miami for best metal performance. And also, they are sponsored by Cold Clock Whiskey.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. That's an awesome whiskey name.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cold Clock Dectum.
No doubt. And yeah, thank you for Nation of Decay for sharing this track with us tonight on the Power Hour. Not only was it wicked awesome, but it fit right with our horror theme for tonight. So.
Absolutely. And it can be found on their Enemy Lines EP, which is available on iTunes, Spotify, all those downloadable places.
Yeah, you're listening to us, so you're familiar with the interwebs. Get out there and find them. Nation of Decay.
Absolutely. Well, besides Nation of Decay, and, you know, of course, like as we mentioned earlier, Green Jello, we got some other really cool events coming our way between now and the epic Podunk anniversary that is Green Jello at Distillery.
Let's just dive right into it then, and let's tell all these beautiful people what they have to look forward to in the upcoming weeks.
What do we got going on first, El Bandito?
Well, first up, we have Take Warning at the Gin Mill. That's down in Jensen Beach, of course, and that will be on Friday, July 29th. It's starting at 9 p.m. with no cover. So, man, you know, just come in and pack the house.
Absolutely.
The Gin Mill location was formerly Chilling the Most, if anyone remembers it as that place, but it's right down there in Jensen Beach. It's not hard to find. Throw it into your old GPS there and make a night of it. July 29th, that's Take Warning.
Yeah, it's very good that you mentioned that, El Bandito, because, yeah, they may have not changed the name and, you know, the GPS yet, so at least now people will be able to find it. Yep, so formerly known as Chilling the Most, now known as the Gin Mill, which is the sister location to the Gin Mill up in Fort Pierce. So, yes, be sure to specify that this is in Jensen Beach, so
yeah.
Nobody goes to, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the Gin Mill.
Yeah, feel free to go to the one up there off Midway. I mean, when I read it, I was like, Jensen Beach, and I had to stop and look this up earlier, but yeah, no, definitely, they have a nice new venue down there, you know, they have a great band coming, Take Warning, we've seen them play plenty of times, these guys are awesome,
so get
down there and check them out.
They were down there at the Jim Rose evening a few weeks ago, and they do a great set. They do a lot of punk rock cover songs and a lot of their own material as well. And, you know, it's a really good time. So following up that, actually on that same evening, is Raw Fest at Sharky's up in Fort Pierce.
Ooh.
That's also starting at 9. There is a $3 cover charge, but it'll be featuring Vero Beach's Sharp Tooth, Fort Pierce's Pub Wreckers, The Inverted, and KTM. I'm not as familiar with The Inverted and KTM. I think they're newer groups.
Okay.
But I do know that Jamie Lee of the Church Girls is, I believe, performing in KTM.
So. Oh, okay. So you know that they at least have a kick-ass drummer there to go see, right?
Absolutely, man. You know, the little side project going on. So, yes, that's up at Sharky's in Fort Pierce this Friday, starting at 9. $3 cover. Should be a good time as well.
Yeah, and if that's Raw Fest, are they having like food and things there too, like oyster bars and stuff like that?
I think it's more in the name just of the music that's playing. Okay. I think all these groups are
music is raw. Okay, yeah. I got you.
But you know,
like you have to ask because, you know, oysters and things like that, you know, nature's aphrodisiac, you know.
They might be serving food too, which I've actually not been to Sharky's, so I might have to try a bite or two of something, but
you better be careful with a name like Sharky's. They may take a bite out of you.
Very good one, man. Very good. You know, the like you said, yeah, Raw Fest definitely gonna have a lot of great groups, you know, out of town, or Sharp Tooth coming to town. I know a lot of people have been talking. Look forward to seeing them. Definitely harder than what we usually get around here. But, of course, we have the Pub Wreckers also playing that night with them. And we know how much the Pub Wreckers like to party.
They like to wreck it, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So what else we got going on, El Bandito?
Well, if that weekend isn't enough for you, on the following night, Saturday, July 30th, you can run up to Orlando at the Geekeasy and see My Parents' Favorite Music and Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Oh, that's a pretty awesome lineup. Where is that taking place at again?
That's at the Geekeasy.
Oh, that's the one that's in the back of the comic shop.
Yeah, see, now it's funny because it's called the Geek Easy. But I always think of it as like the Geekeasy, like a speakeasy.
Yes, yeah, I think that's what they were shooting for.
Yeah, so it's really cool. It's a clever name. I like it. But yeah, again, this is a no-cover show.
Wow.
You know, it's up in Orlando. It's in the back of a comic shop, so yeah. Why the hell wouldn't you want to be there in the first place?
Absolutely, man. That's really cool that there's no cover there. You know, my parents' favorite music's from Michigan, and Schaefer's coming all the way down from New York City, so that's a real treat.
Yeah, then they're coming down and they're doing a show for you guys for free, man. So go and check it out. You know, it's no cover. It's starting at 8 p.m. And it's also featuring IQ and many more.
Oh, El Bandito. Do you remember IQ? We met him at Orlando Nerd Fest. Okay, yeah. IQ's don't mean to break the character there, but Chris is a very nice guy. He has a lot of great, you know, good tracks. And, you know, I hope to definitely be able to catch IQ up there. We're starting to expand our wings here and fly more out of our usual general area. But up in Gainesville at Lucy's on August 5th, Rock Hill, which features Micah Reed, previously of Spicoli, and Todd Rockhill of Thunderclap and also of In Like Flynn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Big Todd, you know, the bass player. Yeah. He's
And now they just started a band just called Rock Hill.
Yes, Rock Hill. Well, from what I understood, I think Todd had that going a while ago, so they're resurfacing, you know. but it has Micah and a few other guys along with them. But yeah, they're doing a show at Lucy's in Gainesville.
Nice.
They also have The Throws and Dark Hedges for support, and that's starting at 9 p.m. and it's a $7 cover. That's on August 5th up in Gainesville.
And perhaps you've heard us mention earlier in the show or in some other episode or maybe somewhere you've seen it online, Green Jello is coming to the Stillery in Stuart.
Man, every time I hear that, man, it just brings a smile to my face, man. I mean, this is a group that, like, I can remember being like 10, 11 years old and playing their cassette tapes. I mean, I had Green Jello singles. I think one of their tracks, it was called like Slave Boy or something like that. And I had that
in there with your little number two pencil winding it back.
Oh, you know it, man. You know it. We'd be playing that cassette, and it was just two songs, you know, one on one side, one on the other. But man, I just loved it. And I remember, you know, seeing their video for Three Little Pigs and stuff and just being like, wow, these guys must be like crazy band to see live. And now to have them coming to, you know, the Treasure Coast and playing at a local venue, it's going to be a real, really good night.
Yeah, this is quite an event. It's going to rock the socks off of this area who's really not seen anything like it. And, you know, it's a national act coming in. Been one of the most played, is it the most or one of the most played videos on MTV in history?
Oh, absolutely. And I know even on YouTube, it has over like 2 million hits. Yeah, so it's definitely, you know, it's definitely, but you're right, it is one of the most played, requested, played videos. I know back when they had Headbangers Ball and stuff like that, it was always getting the requests.
Yeah, it's an awesome video, you know. Check it out on YouTube. We'll see if we can throw a link up to it on our Facebook.
Absolutely.
You know, so you can see who Green Jello is and why you should be psyched about coming out to the Stillery on August 13th down in Stuart.
And, you know, we'll definitely have to be singing Rock and Roll Pumpkin. Say it again.
And you want me to say it again?
No, that's in the song you were saying.
Well, that show is starting at 7 p.m. It's $12 at the door, but you can buy advance tickets for only $10 at Big Dog Comics or Thunderdome Gaming. And there may be some other locations, so check online. I'm sure they have a Facebook thing online for Green Jello at the Stillery in Stuart. But the show will be including, obviously, Green Jello, The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando, coming all the way down from Flint, Michigan, Nation of Decay, The Ghetto Zombies, and Carol Stop Calling.
And as we mentioned earlier, it's also Podunk Radio's 5th anniversary, so it's going to be a good night all around.
You know, Senor Charbol and myself, we will both be there, so come and you can meet us in person. You can meet Justin McBatches, you can meet some of the other members of the Podunk family. You know, we're going to try to wrangle in as many of these cats as you can, so come, buy us a drink, talk us into buying you a drink, you know? Just come down, buy drinks, enjoy the show, and let's all just have a rocking night together.
Very cool, El Bandito. We got, you know, to close out summer here, we got quite a good handful of shows coming our way. And, you know, to lead us out into our final musical break of the night, we have Kabuto the Python with Trialogue.
No, yeah, it's cool because I'm getting 10 an hour here. I was getting 9 last job, so hey, I mean, it's not a huge thing.
Hey, you in the Domo Cun hat.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Are you MC PlayStation?
Yeah, the one and only.
Oh, my freaking F. Holy, oh my god, I'm so freaking out right now.
It's alright, man, like 5 people downloaded that album.
Yo, you the guy who did that Final Fantasy song? That's like my favorite song ever. Holy shit, you're the bomb. I'm so starstruck, I almost sent this missive anon. If you played a show, then I'd totally go to it with my mom.
Thanks,
man. Sometimes I try to write raps like you, act like you, wow. Wear the same hats as you. And I wonder, could you help me help my raps improve? I promise not to get offended, and I'll practice too.
What?
Nah, I know you're busy with your music and stuff. I know you got no free time and then I'm using it up. Don't mean to schmooze or suck up. I just feel stupidly lucky to get to talk to you. It's awkward cause you're cooler than fuck. I bet nobody'll believe me that I met up with you. You should've charged for your album. Have you read the reviews? You know what was the dopest on my friends and me too. And so we're wondering if you're cooking up, you know, anything new.
Where you see yourself in 3 years, 5, 10, 20?
Where?
Getting wild money, fly men, fly honey.
Well,
doing it professional. Spouse and a kid and a house, all from making people bounce to your shit.
No,
you see yourself in 30 years, 40, 45, chopping samples up, rapping, drinking 40s, getting high.
Nope,
now I'm just trying to spit the same facts. How you gonna be an old loser kicking video game raps?
Yo, I heard your album just dropped, that shit is dope, fam.
Yeah,
I heard you got a couple crazy tracks where you go ham. Now here's a little tip from your boy, now I ain't boasting, but if you played a couple live shows, you could get more fans.
Yeah,
I can guest on your shit, lend you my name.
Yeah.
Hell, I'll do it for the music and a 100 and change. Yo,
that's kind of
this ain't a hustling game. I just need to pay my rent, plus I'm a motherfucking businessman.
Yeah.
You know, you feel me? The fame will make it up to your kid, cause you ain't gotta do it low-key and hustling spits. Now you could be the new Whitey Cracker front MC Chris, because you got it.
Wow.
Ain't nobody fucking with this.
Jeez, thanks,
and I ain't even got a day job. I'm making cream off my nerdcore records. It's a pocket full of green. Thought there ain't enough people buzzer profit in the scene. That's the devil on your shoulder saying not to live your dreams.
Wow.
Where you see yourself in 3 years, 5, 10, 20?
Where?
Getting wild money, fly men, fly honey.
Well,
doing it professional. Spouse and a kid in a house, all from making people bounce to your shit.
No,
you see yourself in 30 years, 40, 45, chopping samples up, rapping, drinking 40s, getting high.
No,
now I'm just trying to spit the same facts. How you gonna be an old loser kicking video game raps?
Hey man, we missed you with the show last night.
Oh,
it was crazy, I thought we might have blown the mics.
Yeah.
I even scoped some fights, I think they broke some lights.
Yeah.
And yo, the turnout was intense, plus the dough was nice. So yo, you should have headed out, you got some merch to move. And just in case we copped the extra bit of perp for you.
That's
hurting you, that you ain't trying to rock these shows. You gotta keep your ugly face up in the spotlight, bro.
I mean,
you got fans for days, you just gotta show up. You can't keep doing this from home, dog, you gotta grow up.
Yeah, but
shit is popular as fuck, it's time to take the next step and be a rapper. You gotta put your heart in it, fuck.
Okay.
So tomorrow, man, I wanna hear you calling me up.
Okay.
And tell me you ain't stuck in class or at a job or some such. I wanna hear that you're committed down for walking this path.
Right.
You're a musician and it's time you start accomplishing that.
Yeah.
Where you see yourself in 3 years, 5, 10, 20?
Where?
Getting wild money, fly men, fly honey.
Well,
doing it professional. Spouse and a kid in a house, all from making people bounce to your shit.
No,
you see yourself in 30 years, 40, 45, chopping samples up, rapping, drinking 40s, getting high.
Nope.
Now I'm just trying to spit the same facts. How you gonna be an old loser kicking video game raps?
Mina Harakon at the Sambotion, Magalila de los Satan, Molotin Satama, Moltama. Ya Kochav Shel Mechos Gushdan.
Ooh, and there were some smooth raps right there by Kabuto the Python and his track, Trialogue.
Yeah, that's off of his CD, The Almighty. What a great track.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Kabuto, he's like a reptilian from, you know, outer space or something, right?
Absolutely. I think his current residence is over there in Saigon. But yeah, and he speaks the parcel tongue.
like those people from Harry Potter.
Absolutely.
Right?
Actually, he had a parcel tongue LP, which is pretty great.
That's awesome. But yeah, what amazing raps he has. I mean, that is such a smooth and chill song. I mean, that's probably one of my favorite things we've played on the Power Hour. I feel bad. I know they're the all punk rock station here. You know, they're probably like, what the hell? You know, but well, man, you have to admit, come on, that was awesome.
That was a great track. And definitely, you know, Kabuto puts on a great show when he performs. I don't know if he's doing any more live performances now. I know he still occasionally puts out some music, but whenever he would perform, he would wear that baseball cap and the Guy Fawkes mask with the sunglasses. And yeah, man, it was just, you know, he just had such a presence to him.
Yeah.
You know? He's obviously guest starred with a lot of the other nerdcore artists. And
don't they consider him like almost like a slam artist, you know?
Pretty much, man. Yeah. When he first came out, I mean, he was just knocking people left and right with the discs, but it was all in good fun. And he had his Kabuto TV episodes and stuff. He's just hilarious.
You know, obviously all of that had a message and a point behind it. And I think Trialogue just kind of emphasizes that, you know, wholeheartedly, you know, to be like, hey, you know, we're in the scene, we're having a good time. But like anything else, if you want to get serious about your profession, you have to go to every avenue of approach. You have to work harder than everybody else around you. You know, it can't just be all fun and games all the time.
Yep, you got to keep it fresh, you know. It's like it's great that, you know, the CD you put out today is good or the show you put on is great. But it's like you always got to be looking at that horizon and saying, what can we do next? What's bigger? What's better? Got to keep that advancement going or else it will get stale, man.
Yeah.
So
I think we have to look towards the future and make like we're about to bang a Saigon hooker.
Oh, so we got to wrap it up?
You know it.
All right, man. Well, hey, this has been a great episode. Big number 13 went off without any hitches. Got to play some great, you know, old school NES games, listen to some awesome music, good shows coming. El Bandito.
Final thoughts here would be make sure to keep up with us on Facebook. Send us a message or an email if you want any regular love advice. You know, we did a lot of that last week, so we didn't really add any in this week. But we always look forward to hearing from you guys. You know, shoot us an email at powerhouroflove@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, and we will throw out an invite to all of you beautiful people to our new Secret Identity commentary, which will be coming out very soon.
Absolutely, man. Have a good night, everybody. Yeah.
But what happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
Listen. I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
I am breaking up with you.
Consider that a divorce.